Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts and Making Sense of Wild Horse Advocates Thinking. I'm Doug Musselman, back after this. There are times when a point of view put forward involving wild horse overpopulation that is a struggle to understand. Such an example recently came from a group called the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, picking up the well-worn theme that vastly overpopulated wild horses, which graze unmanaged 100% of the time on federally managed lands, are causing less damage than heavily regulated and managed livestock grazing, which are moved off the land when required to do so. The on-range population of wild horses in burros is three times greater than the number found roaming in 1971 when the Wild Horse and Burro Act was passed. Those numbers then were about 25,300. BLM is seeking to achieve the appropriate management level of 26,690 wild horses and burros. The current estimated population is 73,520. As is typical, the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibilities totally ignored the damage that is caused by overpopulated wild horses and instead attempt to promote a wild horse versus livestock grazing narrative. They maintain that BLM ought to be removing managed numbers of cattle and sheep, which are following stringent grazing permit requirements. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Musselman.